There's a direct link with what we have in verse 12 of chapter 17. And Jehoshaphat waxed great exceedingly with what we have in chapter 18, verses 1 and so on. And Jehoshaphat had riches and honor and abundance and joined affinity with Ahab, that is, allied by marriage. And we see this with Pergamos. Pergamos in Revelation means marriage. And that history of the church, when the church prospered and became great in the world, it became married to the world. And this is always the danger, is wealth and prosperity. And we've been mentioning this. You know, there's no doubt that the prosperity that we enjoy in the Western world, Western Europe, Great Britain, United States, and Canada, is a direct result of Christianity. I have no doubt of that. But where has it brought us to? You know, I was talking to an evangelist once, and he was down in a South American country, and he said we were having gospel meetings, and we had a tent that would fit 1,000 people. But then they had to roll up the sides and bring in another 500 chairs for the people that came. Why? Because the people have nothing. And they don't have the medical care. They don't have, and so on. Death is always in their face. They don't have the doctor to pull them out of the deathbed at the last minute like we do. And so people today are self-sufficient. But just turn to Deuteronomy chapter 32. And I think, as a couple of brothers have already mentioned, Brother Hadley mentioned, that the blessing actually came from the Lord. But we're not to trust in the blessing, but to trust in the blesser. That's the challenge, brothers and sisters. So Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 15. But Jeshurun, and that's a poetic name for the people of Israel, waxed fat, or grew wealthy, and kicked. Thou art waxen fat, thou art grown thick, art covered with fatness. Then he forsook God, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. There's the principle. There we see it again and again and again. He grew. The blessing came from God. He grew. He waxed fat. And then boom. He's in a bad state. He's turning to other gods, forgetting the God that gave him the blessing. Now we'll turn to and look at Uzziah. I have Uzziah on the brain this morning. Turn to Uzziah. In chapter 26, verse 15, we see the same thing. Verse 15 of 26 says, and he made in Jerusalem engines, that's catapults on the wall, invented by cunning men or skillful men to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks to shoot arrows and great stones withal. And his name spread far abroad, and he was marvelously helped till he was strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to destruction. He was marvelously helped till he was strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up. You see, we're only strong when we're weak, brothers and sisters. But if we think we're strong, we really actually are weak. It's just the other way around. The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and 13, he goes into this. Where did his power come from? Did his power come from being lifted up to the third heavens? No, he said, Satan had came as a thorn. God had to humble me because of that. My power comes through what? Weakness. There you have it, through weakness. And so now we're in chapter 18, and we see this affinity allied by marriage, because he was trusting in the riches now and his power and his strength. And we know, and brothers probably will talk more about this, the fruit of that marriage, Athaliah trying to destroy the royal seed. You know, all these things have their ramifications, have their playing out in the world, in time. And just one little expression that I've enjoyed over the years is that truth and time go hand in hand. Truth and time. Eventually, we will see it, right? And it'll come out. It'll be made manifest. And so it is, not in Jehoshaphat's day, But in the day of his children and his grandchildren, we see the fruit of his joining with Ahab. Solemn thought.